Now back to the morning show.
I was walking behind you the other day. I realized that I was thinking, it's got kind of a nice ass.
Sorry, Joe, what'd you say?
I'm not gay.
Of course you're not. Everybody knows that.
What the hell am I doing looking at your ass?
Live on KQ92.
From him on Sunday at an Albuquerque, New Mexico airport, the senator said he didn't know he was carrying it. Well, that's good there, Senator. Good move. He told the AP it was a pocket knife. I didn't even know it was there. The knife was found after security officials gave extensive screenings to 36 people traveling with a North Carolina Democrat on his chartered plane.
Does he do a whittle on the plane?
A pair of scissors, tweezers, and other small tools used by photographers and television cameramen were also confiscated. The extra scrutiny was not explained, caused a one-hour delay that made Edwards late for a campaign stop at a union hall in Oklahoma City. The senator joked, "We must look dangerous." Well, you know what? It's not funny, pal. You got on board with a knife. It might have been an accident, all the rest of it. Be apologetic. Don't try to be funny about it. It's not funny. You know, a woman had her head cut off on an airplane, so it's not funny. Right?
Yeah. I didn't know on your own chartered planes you couldn't bring knives and guns.
I was hoping you could bring a machine gun on your own chartered plane. That's what I
thought. You could do whatever you wanted on those.
No, because you could still crash them into a building.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
good
that's
point.
The problem. You can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Super Bowl yesterday, 32-29, victory for the New England Patriots. That Bill Belichick is one hell of a coach. There's no question about it. But the most important thing that happened yesterday wasn't Janet Jackson's breast. It wasn't Justin Timberlake's sexual assault. It wasn't even the Super Bowl.
What was it?
It was the Chuckers interview of backup quarterback for the Detroit Lions, Mike McMahon. Did you hear about this?
No.
Apparently, the backup quarterback for the Detroit Lions went to the Super Bowl to do some interviews. And with that name McMahon, it's kind of tricky because there have been one or two famous McMahons. The Chucker interviews Mike McMahon, NFL quarterback, at the Super Bowl, KQ.
Hello?
Mr. McMahon, please.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Power Radio, Andrew Chucker up here in the Playhouse, boys and girls, and once again on the Celebrity where are we calling you from?
Houston.
And how are things in the Big Apple today?
It's a little cloudy over here today.
You're down in old Houston, Texas?
Yep.
What's going on there right now?
We're just hanging out, going to some Super Bowl parties.
We have the one and only Mr. McMahon. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Hey, how you doing?
Steve McMahon.
Yeah, what's going on? Mike.
The old Mike McMahon. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks.
Now, we love you and all the crazy experiences you have had. What you been doing lately?
Been hanging out in Detroit a little bit here and there and finally got a time to get on vacation.
The city with the big shoulders, Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
Hey-o! We just love that. Where'd you come up with that one?
Say what?
Hey-o! You are correct, sir. Where'd you come up with that one?
Come up with what?
You are correct, sir.
Yep.
Hey-o! The old slug line between you and Johnny.
The slug line between me and Johnny?
You are correct, sir. Karnak, magnificent.
Hello?
Yes, the old Joan Embryo and her crazy animals.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is Steve McMahon.
This is Mike McMahon.
This is Mike McMahon.
Yeah.
Former sidekick to Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
No, that was Ed.
Hey-o!
That was Ed McMahon. I'm not the former sidekick of Johnny Carson.
What is it that you do?
I play football.
Oh, this is Steve McMahon, the football player?
Mike McMahon.
This is Mike McMahon, the football player?
Yep.
Well, we may have to start this over. The Power Radio and the Chucker up here. Where are we calling you at?
Where are you?
We're here in the Playhouse.
Where's the Playhouse?
We have the superstar that you'd love to love, the one and only Mike McMahon. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Thanks.
Now, we know you as that crazy football star, always light on your loafers. What you been doing lately?
What city are you guys coming from?
We're here up in the Playhouse.
Yeah, where's the Playhouse at?
Now, we remember you doing the Super Bowl shuffle with the Chicago Bears. Memories of that crazy Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, it was a great one.
What advice would you give to up-and-coming athletes that someday want to get the Super Bowl ring and wear the crazy headband just like you?
I don't know, because that wasn't me.
You come again?
I wasn't the one wearing the crazy headband.
This is Mike McMahon?
Yes, not Jim.
Mike McMahon, the football player?
Yes.
Hey-o! Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. You are correct, sir. Hey, we love your work.
Thanks a lot.
The one and only...
Hello?
What was your name again, sir?
Mike McMahon.
The one and only Mike McMahon up here in the Playhouse. Right here at Pop, the Pop Power, New Radio. Hey, that went great. Good luck, in the Super Bowl now.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
it. The KQ92 Morning Show.
Hey, London, my old friend. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
92 KQRS, Minnesota's classic rock station. Stevie Ray Vaughan at KQ, 723, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at KQRS FM 92.5, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Keep tuned to KQ92 at work after the morning show. We kick off 92 at 920. Every workday, we play 92 minutes of commercial-free classic rock immediately following the KQ92 morning show at 920 with Walter Walker. A little traffic information now, Trainee. You ready to go?
Yep.
Traffic. To KQ.
This is brought to you by the Pro Staff Talent That Works. Accidents everywhere. An accident in Golden Valley on 169 northbound at Medicine Lake Road. Another accident in Minneapolis, 94 eastbound at Portland Avenue. That one's blocking the left lane. And an accident in Plymouth, 169 southbound before Plymouth Avenue. A vehicle is off the road. The metro area's leader in administrative and light industrial staffing has hundreds of qualified candidates to help you achieve your goals. Call ProStaff today, 1-800-938-WORK. That's 1-800-938-WORK.
Thank you very much. Trainee, weren't you impressed with Mike McMahon?
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, great guy, had a nice sense of humor, very patient.
Yeah, he was, I really liked him.
I did too.
He was great.
I was very impressed.
Because, I don't know, would you know how to take us?
Well, hello, is this Sarah Bernhardt? No, I thought he did a hell of a job.
Yeah,
he really did.
Where are you going from? Where are you?
The Playhouse. Where's the Playhouse? Well, you know.
Yeah. You know that Chuck's number one thing in life is sports.
Oh, yeah. He really loves your sports. There's no question about that. Coming up next, everyone's talking about the Super Bowl. It's a fantastic finish. And rock star Janet Jackson's pre-planned exposing of her breast. Mike Gelfand and former NFL star Philip Wise will be here to give us their take on the game and the circus that comes with the game. Also, we have obtained an exclusive list of the top Carolina excuses for losing the Super Bowl. It's next to KQ.
Simon Delivers wants to help you make the best use of your time and money in 2004. That's why they're offering a New Year's resolution incentive. Now through February 22nd, every new customer will get $50 off a grocery order of $150 or more. To redeem, simply enter Simon code SAVETIME at checkout. In the time it takes to pack your gym bag and head out to your new health club, you could have your weekly grocery shopping done. I know we're all creatures of habit. Even the smallest changes in our daily routine can become intimidating, but this one is a no-brainer. It takes minutes to sign up, and presto, you're ready to shop from the comfort of your own home. Then you can make time for all of your other New Year's resolutions, like running off to the gym or saving the world. But really, there is no reason not to give Simon Delivers a try. You get farm-to-fridge produce freshness, sterling silver meat, and great seafood. They accept manufacturer's coupons. You don't need to be home to receive your groceries. And best of all, you now have extra time on your hands to do the things that you'd really like to do. And now new customers save $50 with the purchase of $150. Remember to enter Simon code SAVETIME at checkout. Simon Delivers. Life tastes good.
Junk. Card from Mom. I won $1 million. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the Quest bill. Yes!
We've been making some big changes at Quest, and people are noticing.
Hi, I'm Don, and I work for Quest. The Quest Choice Home Package with Choice Long Distance lets you pay for just the local features you need and only the long distance you use. With our new plan, you get unlimited local service plus your choice of three calling features for $25.99 a month. Long distance for just 5 cents a minute, and after $20 a month, it's on us. Call 1-866-4BEST-4U to sign up today.
Come to mama.
Just think, your bill could actually be good news. So call 1-866-4BEST-4U or visit us online at quest.com/LD to get great local and long distance just the way you choose it. We like to call it our spirit of service in action.
For Quest residential local service customers only. Long distance plan not available in Montana. Taxes, incremental charges, and surcharges extra. Ask your Quest representative for plan and feature restrictions and limitations.
The field of television and movies is exciting and innovative. It's also very competitive and extensive. There's more than simply filming a commercial or show. Graphics, lighting, and editing all play into the final effect that an audience sees. The demand for talented editors and designers is rising. And to accommodate this, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, has developed the Digital Video and Media Production Program. Available as a diploma program or associate's degree, this course offers hands-on learning with industrial standard equipment. Students will learn the art of editing, storyboarding, and video after effects. MSCI is the only school in the Metro to offer certification in Final Cut Pro and DVD Studio Pro, and also offers classes in Avid Express Pro. An intense creative internship solidly prepares students for careers as a digital video editor or production developer. Call 651-229-3600 today to begin your career in the field of media. That's 651-229-3600, 651-229-3600, or online at msbcollege.edu. Classes start April 5th.
Okay, I'm holding in my hand a coupon for hair waxing. Now, I can either go in here to the Beauty Palace and get a bikini wax, or I can cross the street to that Quiznos sub and use the same coupon to get a dollar off any Quiznos sub. It's a very tough decision for me. I mean, on the one hand, I really need the wax job. I got hair growing out of the yin-yang. But a buck off a Quiznos sub? That's like getting a free pair of pantyhose when you buy a bra. I mean, it's nuts.
You too can buck the system. Bring in any coupon for anything. Oil changes, laundry detergent, cinder blocks, anything. And get a buck off any Quiznos toasted sub. Try our new Santa Fe Trio subs. Each one piled high with your choice of roast beef, chicken, or smoked turkey. All covered in Quiznos smoky chipotle sauce. Quiznos.
Toast.
Limited time and participating locations only. Visit Quiznos.com for details and restrictions.
Don't forget to get a buck off at one of Minneapolis's 55 Quiznos locations. Or call 1-866-4-TOASTED for the Quiznos sub near you.
Welcome to TCF Bank. Can I help you?
TCF? I thought this was AT&T.
No, this is TCF.
Because TCF is three letters and AT&T is three letters.
Right.
TCF, AT&T, they just roll off the tongue.
Sir, you might be confused because when you open a TCF totally free checking account, you get a free AT&T wireless go phone.
Of course, TCF is three letters, but AT&T really has four letters if you count the ampersand, but they sound so close.
With the free go phone, there's no annual contract, and the monthly fee for minutes is conveniently deducted from your TCF checking account.
Tellers, telephones. Hey, I know. TCF could give away free phones from AT&T Wireless.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was...
Free checking, free go phone. Pure genius.
Open a TCF totally free checking account with a minimum $100 deposit, and you're automatically approved for a free AT&T Wireless go phone, a $95 value. Monthly anytime minutes start as low as $19.99. See branch for details.
Totally free checking, free go phone, open 7 days. You could do free coin counting for customers, free check cards, could even walk their dog.
Offer good through February 29th, 2004. TCF, Minnesota's most convenient bank. Open 7 days. TCF National Bank, member FDIC.
Couples everywhere will be celebrating Valentine's Day soon with flowers and chocolates. Those are nice gifts, but have you ever thought about giving your loved one the gift of a better night's sleep? It's true that even the most perfectly matched couples can disagree sometimes, and sometimes they disagree about their bed. He may like a firm mattress, while she may like it soft. Listen to some of these facts. 25% of people said they would sleep better without their spouse in bed, and 50% of women desire their husbands, they describe their husbands, as mattress hogs. That's kind of nice. These are not good statistics. That's where Select Comfort comes to the rescue. My wife and I have been sleeping on our Sleep Number bed for over 3 years now. My Sleep Number is 100. It's the firmest setting. Hers is 55. The adjustable air chambers allow us to set each side of our bed to our own exact levels of comfort, firmness, and support. So we, along with the 3 million other people sleeping on Sleep Number beds, don't disagree on the firmness of our mattress anymore. You could almost say that Select Comfort is bringing couples back together in the bedroom. Isn't it time you found your Sleep Number? You'll find Select Comfort stores in 11 major malls, including Mall of America, Burnsville Center, Maplewood Mall, and their newest store, at Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove.
Live.
You can't put me with a woman.
I feel kind of sorry for her.
Oh, come on. I couldn't do it. It's called performance anxiety. Just couldn't get it up.
It's the KQ92 Morning Show.
Very negative. That's all I have to say to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Gelfand, Philip Wise now join us here at KQRS. This big brouhaha over Janet Jackson's exposure.
You know, and people, it's amazing how we all always have to make random events into huge conspiracies.
Right.
Know? Come on.
Well, no, this is a huge conspiracy.
Right.
It wasn't random.
Do you see, you want to look at the design of the outfit? This thing was staged all the way.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that maybe those two knew what was going to happen.
They say that CBS.
Yeah, I know. Well, who says that, though? Come on. Everybody. I mean, do you really believe that CBS? What is the risk-reward ratio for CBS?
They're getting a lot of publicity is all I know.
No kidding.
A lot of publicity.
Well, that doesn't translate into ratings, though.
Janet
Jackson doesn't even have a show.
No, that's true.
I'm not buying it. Let's put it that way.
Well, it was orchestrated, though, by MTV. You do know that.
Oh, that I wouldn't doubt.
Okay, but MTV's owned by CBS, Mike.
Is that right?
Well, yes. Everything's owned by CBS.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying MTV knew all about it because they talked beforehand, before the show, about Janet's shocking...
Right. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, that I agree with that.
I have a question for you on this.
Yeah.
Because the FCC now has all these, these right-wing Christians on it now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to start going out... Oh, yeah, there's...
What's that?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
A dance?
It is. It's a Christian dance. But anyway, and then, God bless real Christians. These are fake Christians. These are those, judgmental. Of course, if you're really a Christian, you wouldn't be judgmental.
Yeah.
But these people are, so I don't consider them
right.
Real,
and these people,
Christian.
These people were appointed to go after issues like this. And,
yes.
And the Bush administration had a whole thing planned.
Yes, they did. There's
before
no
before 9/11, and then they had to back off.
So it's great. We have moral values of the right wing Christians and the spending policies of left wing Democrats. It's really
that's
working.
That's right. That's what you pretty much have.
Moral values, Tom.
Yeah.
Little jig, little dance, huh?
Don't say the word jig.
Yeah.
Not in this particular case.
You're feeling me.
I just want to ask the FCC one thing, because there was a big article in the front page of the paper about obscenity, and
mm-hmm.
our names came up, and it was a very fair article, well-written article. Do you know who Deborah Caulfield Rybeck, how is she related to RT, if at all?
There is a relationship there.
I can't seem to find it.
But I'm not sure what it is.
Because his wife's name is Megan, I guess, so it's not his wife.
No, it's definitely not his wife. There is a relationship somewhere there.
But anyway, I thought she did a great job writing the article. But I would like to ask the FCC something.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to define obscenity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we're going to do that, but Philip Wise was nice enough to bring something in. Because Janet Jackson, of course, is in the news this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She did the song All For You.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is one of the songs she did at the Super Bowl, is that correct?
It was the opening song in her medley extravaganza last night.
Because I saw about 1 minute of it, and I thought, oh, this is the same old crap. It's all.
Why is it such a shock?
She has a new CD coming out, too.
Yeah.
So
I just want to read some lyrics, and I'd like to know, because this is on global television
mm-hmm.
during the dinner hour on the West Coast, certainly during the time period they've set up, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., right?
Well, it doesn't, and there's millions of, hundreds of millions of kids watching.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And I, for one, I get together with my family to watch football. I want to see men trying to knock each other unconscious.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see bare skin.
Oh. We'll talk about that in a second, by the way, Mike, because I want to ask you guys both about something.
What about the dance?
The dance was...
The black women were talking about her doing that dance.
Right. Now, Philip gave me the lyrics to the song All For You. The FCC has said you can't make any reference whatsoever to genitalia, even in a cute little manner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't refer to your penis as, Old Duke or something, because that's obscene.
Sure.
Right, that's what they've said.
But in every sitcom on the air, they do.
They do, yeah, at every sitcom. And again, that's why I thought the article by Deborah Caulfield Rybeck was fair, because she said the show is about ribald humor about the sex acts and genitalia, and yes, it is.
And you get to choose whether you want to listen to it.
That's right.
And what the FCC wants to do is they want to stop people from being able to listen to what they want to listen to. Their idea of how to fix the problem in broadcasting is to further concentrate ownership so there's no competition.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Seems to me
it?
They may have gone astray somewhere there.
I would agree 100% with you. I want to read just a couple of lines here from the song All For You. This was performed in front of what would you say, 20 million children last night?
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
They buy it.
All my girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thang like I never did see, got nice package all right, guess I'm going to have to ride it tonight.
Ride what? What's it?
Yeah, what is it? What do you mean nice package?
What you're talking about.
Now, according to what the FCC states, that's very obscene, and 20 million children watched. Are you going to find her for that? Are you going to find CBS for that, MTV for that? You got the breast issue. What are you going to do?
20 million children buy it and dance.
Yes, they do. You're absolutely right, they do. So I would like to know.
Not in my neighborhood.
Nah, they're still going to do the dreidel.
Too, bro.
No, in your neighborhood, they're selling it.
Exactly. If there's a profit to be made.
Come on,
it's
man.
Hard
Come
to
on.
Argue.
Tommy.
It's hard to argue.
Leave no that question money alone, Stretch.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with all this stuff.
Yeah,
I think she always just wears the thing.
What?
The pasty.
A nipple ring? Looks really uncomfortable.
I bet after a while you get desensitized to it, though.
Well, it seems to me that if you bent over to tie your shoe, you'd get poked with a sunburst. I mean, it doesn't look like it'd be all that comfortable.
Janet Jackson doesn't expose anything that she doesn't want to expose.
You are 100%
correct.
Well,
I mean, just the dance move when he, like, maneuvered and reached over. It was like...
It was pretty much the shtup, wasn't it?
Hold still. Let me grab that.
But you know what the FCC has here is it's a solution looking for a problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if obscenity, if alleged obscenity, if indecency, whatever that is, if it doesn't offend the people who are listening or watching the show, then I don't understand. I mean, that's supposedly, that problem was supposedly taken care of, not with more regulations, but with more competition.
Well, there
you
go.
But, of course, since they're limiting competition, now they have to step in and tell people what they can and cannot say.
You know what's so sad, Tom?
What's so sad?
Oh, my daughter called and, you know, Ruthie called and they're talking about that. And they're talking about the provocative dance and all that.
Yes.
What do you think the dance the kids do?
They do.
That is exactly
right.
What they do.
No, you're 100%
correct.
That's
right. That's why Baptists never have sex standing up.
Because it's much
How'd
worse.
You come up with that?
No, because they never have sex standing up because someone might think they're dancing.
That's true. That's absolutely right. Now we got to take care of a couple of things here, and then we're going to go to break in just a 60-second quick break. We'll have the top Carolina Panther excuses for losing the Super Bowl. We'll have Mike's take and Phillip's take on the Super Bowl. Also, I want to give you guys a heads up at 8:00 in just 20 minutes. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, author of Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. You've seen the good, they refer to him as the good Jesse. You've seen this guy, Philip? It's going to be pretty interesting. He's from Los Angeles. He wants to talk about, like I said, the book is called Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. He wants to talk about the black vote in South Carolina and what that means. And he debates all the big black leaders across America.
Now, what's your thing?
Is he a Republican?
Jesse Lee Peterson? You could ask him. I don't know if he is or not. I don't know if he's black. I assume he is.
Peterson.
Maybe he's the guy who was at the Republican convention.
The only one.
The one that kept showing in the front row.
They always show one.
No, I don't think that this has anything to do with Republican or Democrat.
All I know is I guarantee you Philip can get a front row seat if he decides to go.
You got to figure out the guy's agenda.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out his agenda. That's why I didn't want to just pop him on the air and surprise you guys. I thought I'd give you a heads up on...
What's his name again?
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Jesse Lee. Yeah, that's kind of a southern, kind of a country name.
Yes, it is.
Probably a country brother.